You're listening to SCAC Women's Soccer Podcast. Today I'm joined by first-year defender Kirby Petticord of Trinity University, this week's SCAC Women's Soccer Defensive Player of the Week. And Kirby, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Kirby, as I mentioned, freshman defender. Just talk about the adjustments that you've had to make, making that transition from club and high school ball up to college soccer. And what's been the biggest challenge you've seen so far this year?
I think the biggest challenge for me has just been getting used to a consistently competitive environment, not only when we have games against other teams, but within our team itself. There's always competition for starting spots, and I actually came in as a midfielder, so adjusting to playing defense was a big transition for me, too. But the girls have made it one that probably couldn't have gone smoother without them.
You know, Kirby, the Trinity Tigers are coming off another big SCAC win against in-state rival Southwestern this past weekend, 7-0. You've been a part of a dominant defense that has allowed just 4 goals all season. You've posted 11 shutouts. What have you noticed about your defensive unit that has made it so strong throughout the entire season?
I think the thing that makes us so good is just our, ever-growing chemistry. Like, I feel like every game we play together, we understand each other more. We know, you know, we get the feeling that we can trust each other more, and I feel like that's such an important aspect to any defensive line or any team in general, really.
This past weekend, in that win, Abby Lohr, senior forward, became the third player ever in Trinity University history to score 50 goals. She's now just 2 points shy of the Trinity University record. I know, as a defender, I'm sure you're glad that you don't have to face her every day in games, but you see her in practice. She's a senior leader on this team. What about Abby, Kirby, have you noticed that makes her such a special player at that forward position?
Well, Abby for me is probably one of my biggest role models. Coming in this year with her on the team has made me work so much harder. She always gives, you know, 120% effort. You know, balls that other people wouldn't even try for, she goes for right off the bat, and usually she's able to make something out of it. I would just say, like, her determination and her love for the game is what really separates her, and it shows in everything she does on and off the field.
You know, as I've mentioned, Kirby, now 14-0 on the season, 5-0 in SCAC play are the Trinity Tigers. What does Coach Lance Key do for you girls in practice, in training, on game days to keep this team focused, to not allow complacency to set in for this team and for you guys to continue to play good soccer and try and close out this season strong?
Lance really, he always finds ways to push our boundaries, and he knows exactly what we need to work on. Like, for instance, we had a practice yesterday, and we worked, you know, we had a pretty hard workout at the very beginning of practice, and then, you know, the entire rest of the practice, he was pushing the fact that we needed to be mentally sharp even when we were tired, especially when we're going to be going into these, you know, really tough games, hopefully, if we qualify for the NCAA tournament. You know, mental sharpness in general is so important, and it's not just that, but he always, like, reinforces, like, the thoughts in our head that we're not just a team, but a family, and I think when we think about it that way, it just really helps us connect and bond with one another, really.
And finally, Kirby, this weekend you guys have another SCAC home match against the Hendrix Warriors, who's been playing much better of late. Just talk about your expectations as you head into that SCAC match against Hendrix, and what will be key for the Tigers, you know, to continue to play well and get the result you're looking for?
Well, actually, I feel like I'm actually at an advantage because I don't really have, you know, expectations since I've never played against these teams before. So I feel like I'm just looking to come into it and for us to play the game that we know how to play, because I feel like if we play to our full potential, you know, we can beat any team that we come up against. I just hope that we come out strong and that we come out fast and we can just get a great win, you know, no matter the opposition, really.
First-year defender from Trinity University, Kirby Petticord. Again, this week's SCAC Women's Soccer Defensive Player of the Week. Kirby, again, congratulations. Thanks for your time and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
All right, thank you so much.